Hello, my name is Bree. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I have a question about the February, the phase that starts February 8th.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know that the next group originally was supposed to be 1C, the third group. And I noticed on the web on y'all's website that it says that starting February 8th they were going into that group, but I know on that PDF document from the on y'all's website, it said that the next group included I think more. It went down the ladder to some more first responders and I think it lowered the age for the general population. But it also included people with chronic conditions. But when I read the press release, I think that the state issued Friday for the next phase starting February 8th. It listed as near as I could tell, it listed everything on that PDF for Group 1C except for people with chronic health conditions. And I'm wondering if that was an error in that press release Friday. Excuse me. Excuse me, I was just eating some potato chips. I think something stuck in the back of my throat. My mouth.
Yes, sir.
But I was wondering if that was an error in the press release Friday, or if they deliberately eliminated people with chronic health conditions in the 1C group. Because I went back and looked at that PDF that shows the scheduling, you know, 1A through I don't even know how far it went because I didn't go past 1C because 1C is the first group to include people with chronic health conditions and I qualify for that. So I didn't look to see how many there were, but I do know I was in 1C because of chronic health conditions. But when you read the press release from the state's health department that was released Friday, it includes everybody that's on that PDF document. It includes everybody except, but it doesn't mention people with chronic health conditions. Like I say, I don't know if that's deliberate or it was an error in the press release. I have a hard time.
I'm not sure, but I wouldn't really be able to tell you. You'll just have to reach out to the vaccine line, and they'll let you know exactly.
The one that ends in 5333?
Without, then this line does.
I'm sorry?
You'll have to reach out to the vaccine line. They have more information on what you're asking and more information regarding the website and the information that's being put out than this line does. You know, this is the line where you call to get tested for COVID, with just testing sites for COVID and questions regarding COVID symptoms. Anything with the vaccine, you have to reach out to the vaccine line.
Okay, it's breaking up bad. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I'm breaking up to you, but you're breaking up bad to me. So I need to call the number that ends in 5333.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
They'll be able to answer your question a little better.
Okay. All right. Not a problem. That's the one that it takes 6 months to get through. but you know that. Okay. Well, hey, listen, I sure appreciate it.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Have